Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, the House, for the invitation. Tonight, we conclude what I think history will record as one of the most historic and most productive sessions of the Georgia General Assembly. Once again, I noticed some were not applauding. When we last gathered here together, we charted a new course for Georgia. Less government, more personal responsibility, and making education once again our top priority. We made a promise to listen to the people of Georgia and make state government a partner for the citizens of Georgia, not an obstacle to their dreams. Tonight, I believe this legislature can proudly say that we promised, that's all of us, and we delivered. And congratulations to you all. You certainly delivered on the 20 pieces of legislation that our office submitted to you, passing 19 out of the 20. Now, I'm still an old quarterback, and I'm excited that our team has posted a 95% completion rate on our legislative agenda. It took a lot of scrimmaging, a lot of blocking, a lot of tackling, and a lot of absorbing the occasional tough blow, but we hung together and put through and put up an impressive score for Georgians. This was a true team effort. On average, listen to this, this is phenomenal. On average, our legislative proposals, which you passed, received 91% support, representing what I believe to be a mainstream agenda for Georgia. That includes the education package with Master Teacher, virtual high school, and once again, giving our school systems the flexibility they need to manage their businesses, as well as an educational teacher tax cut. You passed civil justice reform to rein in junk lawsuits, improving access to health care to all Georgians and certainly women. And I signed it before the ink was dry. We enacted criminal justice reform to restore the balance in criminal prosecution and strengthen the rights of crime victims. You also passed our job growth package that will help create good jobs for Georgians by promoting Georgia tourism, supporting small business growth, and helping Georgia companies expand their operations in our state. And this session brought to life a landmark piece of legislation called the Georgia Land Conservation Act, the most far-reaching conservation effort in our state's history, and that may be our most lasting legacy. This General Assembly has also protected the electronic privacy of Georgians with the SLAM-SPAM Act and a wireless privacy bill. Finally, I firmly believe that this House is about to do something that I've asked the legislature for every year since taking office, and I promise the people of Georgia we would do. I believe you're going to make history tonight by passing the strongest ethics reform package Georgia has ever seen. These are all strong achievements, and I've only scratched the surface with the bills that I've mentioned. Legislation that reflects the priorities of our state and of our Georgia families. Tonight, I want to sincerely thank you and thank all of you for your efforts on behalf of the people of Georgia during this 2005 legislative session. In fact, we must call attention to the fact that you've even handed in your work a day early, which is almost unheard of, even if you had to pull an all-nighter to do it. As you return home to your families, each of you should be proud of what you've accomplished for Georgia during the 39 days of the 2005 General Assembly. Georgia will be safer, healthier, more educated, and more filled with opportunity for our citizens thanks to your work. That's the true spirit of the new Georgia. I wish you all a safe journey home. God bless you and your families. And God bless this great state of Georgia. Thank you very much.